One final segment of Texans Extra Points. Wade Smith, Sean Pendergast. Guys, it's the time of the show where we, you know, unlock a Texans victory. So, Sean, I'm going to start with you. What are some keys to a win Monday night up in Denver for the Texans?
I think two big things for me in this game, Drew, just given the fact that I don't expect the Texans to be able to move the ball, certainly the way they did in the latter part of the game against the Colts. This defense is so good. What I call invisible yards, you know, a big play in special teams. Mm-hmm. If they're able to get a turnover, being able to not just get the turnover but get plus field position out of it, that type of thing. Yards that don't show up in the box score I think are going to be big for the Texans if they're going to win this game. And I think the other thing they need to do to take some heat off of Brock is give him some low-risk throws to some of their playmakers. Put the ball in the hands of their playmakers like we've seen him do with the tunnel screens to Will Fuller. Get Braxton Miller more involved in this game. I'd like to see Tyler Irvin get involved in this game. Some throws that are low-risk for Brock but maybe high-reward for the Texans if their playmakers can make guys miss.
Wade?
First and foremost, they're going to have to run the ball at the Broncos. Wade Phillips' defense, they're going to pin their ears back and try to rush the passer. They have great front seven that can get after the quarterback, so to handle that, you run the ball right at them. Defensively, they're going to have to stop the run. Gary Kubiak offense, they're going to run the ball and play action you. If they run the ball really well, the play action is going to kill you. I'm a first-hand witness of that for many years, and it's very difficult for a defense to handle it, so they're going to have to stop that run. And then lastly, I would just say that they got to play well early. We don't want to get into a situation to where we get down early like we have recently in the past where we're, you know, going on the road against a good team and not playing well. We want to play well early and often.
What sort of premium is placed on Clowney and Merciless and what they can do to an opposing quarterback?
That's why they're one of the highest paid positions on the field. You gotta rush the passer. You have to cause havoc with the quarterback and get him nervous and get him throwing the ball to the other team.
Yeah, Clowney and Merciless are huge. Clowney, honestly, the trajectory that he's going right now, you can make a case that he's the most valuable guy on this team when you consider how he continues to progress week in and week out. And just the irony of a guy who's been so injury-riddled the last couple of years, now literally filling the spot on the roster for the guy who's been the Iron Man for this team the last 5 years is just a crazy story. But they're going to be huge. And early plays to take the crowd out of that game by those two guys I think would be really, really big.
A tackle for loss can help do that.
Indeed.
Clowney has eight of them. I thought he had nine because he got a guy behind the line of scrimmage earlier in the week, but Corey Moore got a shoelace as well. Sean Pendergast, Wade Smith, you guys are awesome as always. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Looking forward to having you again. Sound good?
For sure.
Indeed. All right, and we appreciate all of you watching us as well. We'll be back next week. Until then, go Texans. We'll see you around.
Here's a snap to Brock. Looking, firing, left sideline, and caught Jalen Strong inside the 15-yard line. Here's the snap. Here's the feed to Miller. Straight ahead. Touchdown, Houston. For the game winner, the snap is down. The kick is up. And it's good. The Texans win it overtime. They do it.